Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Why, hello there, Jen.
Ooh, let's just get right into it. Hi, Jess. Welcome to Fat Mascara,
Welcome
everyone.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. How's everyone doing? I think it may be the beginning of the end of COVID time.
Oh, somebody in the UK got vaccinated. I just was reading about. Actually, now thousands of people by the time you're listening to it.
Very Lots of people. I think the second man, don't quote me, but I think the second person.
Shakespeare?
Yes, yes, yes. That gave me such a giggle. It's so nice.
I love when you and I pick out like the same random, I won't know huge news stories, but then weird random news stories I'll like, that will be stuck in my brain, like the guy, William Shakespeare.
I thought that was so cute.
Vaccine.
Yeah,
adorable.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
What's new in the Matlin world?
In the Matlin world, I am, you know, doing the juggling act, the mommy Potter worker juggling act. But in the middle of it, the other day I woke up and I remember we were doing some stuff for the pod and I was like, my back hurts. And then, you know, I think you may have told me.
Do you have sciatica?
No, thank God I don't. But that was my biggest fear. That was my biggest fear because my mom would say, we have had relatives to sciatica. I know that's like the worst thing. And then if you're pregnant, then, you know, I'm not pregnant, but when I was pregnant, they were like, oh, you better hope you don't get sciatica. I knew that we don't want the dreaded S, but I thought that it would go away after a couple of days. It did not. Finally, I made an appointment at Mount Sinai with this special back, like a surgeon. I mean, like I didn't go for surgery.
You went all in.
But yeah, I was like, I'm going to see this back guy who is also a surgeon and he's taking appointments to see back people, back patients. I go see him and I was thinking, what is this guy going to tell me if we're not doing like x-rays? Is this a big waste of his time and my time? It's amazing what these doctors can tell you. Just
Science.
From like,
it's amazing,
but just from a physical exam, because I was like, he's not going to be able, he can't see the vertebrae. Like, what is he going to be able to do?
I'm getting flashbacks to when you found out you had neuromas and you thought it was like a miracle had come down and like, oh my God, I have a name for this thing I've been feeling for
I
years.
I couldn't believe
and I was
it.
Like, girl, you just need to go to the doctor and then they'll tell
but
you.
But these guys are brilliant. Okay. These guys are brilliant. He just had me do a couple of simple like movements in his office. And he's like, yep. He's like, it's muscular. And he goes, right on time with your age. Okay. Approaching 40. And then he said, it's also COVID related. And I'm thinking like, I don't have COVID. Like, what's this guy talking about? He just meant the sitting, the sitting, the sitting, the sitting. As we are all sitting so much, we're not using the range of muscles we've normally used just from doing our normal like commuting, okay, walking. My hamstrings are so damn tight.
Oh, this makes sense. Yeah.
That when he moved my leg, the front of
you haven't opened up. You've been in an L shape for 10 months.
I've been in this like a four shape, or yeah, I've been up like a four. Okay. Like an upside down four. Okay. I have been in this little shape.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. I know you're in pain.
Okay. That when he pulled on my ankle, moved it forward, tried to like pull my foot up, the front of me teetered down like a ship. Okay.
Like you're
not like a ship, like a building, yeah, that went forward, like a little Lego tower.
Like you
tower.
Don't open up anymore. Yeah. You're just moving one.
And I said, stop. And he said, I'll do it again. And then he pulled on it. And then I went forward. And it was like a game. And he said, your body is trying to compensate. Like you're, you know, he explained it. I can't re-explain it.
Nobody. Yeah. I mean,
but basically the muscles are not like, he's in misalignment. This guy had the nerve to prescribe PT. So now I have to go to PT.
Oh, you want me to do work, yes, and stretch? Yes. So you're so American. Can't I just get a pill?
No, I do want to solve. He actually did prescribe something. I said, that's very nice. But I said, I want to get to the root of the problem.
Stand up.
Wait, you want me to stand up now?
No, stand up. Like you're gonna go to PT, they're gonna be like, yeah, could you just stand up on that chair you're sitting in all day? Yep, that's gonna help.
He said, I want to go to PT because you want to see. He wants for me to get a whole alignment assessment. I figured
you got to get your workstation in order too. I'm telling you, get that eye level monitor. You can't be doing this laptop curl.
Oh no, I have the monitor. I put it down because my desk is too crowded with products right now to even like put the damn thing there. But I just thought it was really interesting for anyone who is also feeling crampy, back pain, soreness. It's probably COVID. I'm not a doctor, but let me diagnose you right here.
And by COVID, she means quarantine-related.
Not the fatal disease.
Issues.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think this year is like a lot of people have had changes in their bodies this year. It's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. And I also did think it was interesting that he said age, because I remember somebody said like, oh, it's all downhill after 40. And I was like, take a hike, loser. You know, like that's maybe you. Aww. But I was like, oh my God, it actually is true. Like things really do happen to your body as you get older, like use it or lose it. So I need to start using it more.
Oh, I'm excited for your PT updates going forward in 2020.
I know. I got to get back.
I hope you feel better, though. I don't want you to be in pain.
Thank you. No, it was really like a pain I've never felt. And I you know, got really busy and I'd stopped exercising as much as I was in the summer. So I got to get back on it. So I'll keep you posted.
Resolutions.
Yes.
Resolutions.
Yeah. So how about you? What's going on?
I'm excited about this show is what's going on. Life is good. You're doing the beauty news, so I got the week off, and I'm just going to listen to you do that. Oh, and yes. I'm super excited about our topic this week, which is, I gave it a name. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Botox transparency.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds really serious.
You get the needles, you should be talking about it. And some big-time influencers and celebrities still are hiding it. Let's discuss.
Okay. Oh, scary. Okay, so I have some news this week. Unfortunately, we are going to start with some really sad news that by the time you're listening to this, it's a couple of weeks old, but I really wanted to make sure that we made sure you guys knew about this and also paid our respects to Jane Ford. Jane Ford was the co-founder of Benefit Cosmetics, and she passed away on December 2nd. So Jane Ford was only 73. She passed away she died from a long-term illness. Now, Jane co-founded Benefit in 1976 with her twin sister, Jean. She passed away in 2019. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you know all about Benefit, But just to kind of give a little bit of a recap, Benefit really paved the way for so many other brands and a very cheeky, fun sense of humor, which was very unique at the time. And there are so many other brands that I do not think would exist without Benefit. Women's Wear Daily says that other leaders in beauty describe Jane Ford as, quote, a rule-breaking brand founder with a passion for profanity and ingrained love for giving consumers the beauty products they wanted rather than the other way around. Their cosmetics were all about that feel-good factor. So I wanted to make you guys aware that donations can be made to the MD Anderson Cancer Center. So Fat Mascara pays our respects to Jane Ford and wants to thank Benefit for all that they've done for the beauty community. Moving on to lighter news, Martha Stewart was not kidding about this pot stuff. Martha Stewart, the domestic goddess, has chosen the Vitamin Shoppe for the national retail launch of her CBD line. Now, Martha Stewart.
Oh, Vitamin Shoppe? I can't not say it every time I see it spelled.
Martha Stewart, for the past few years, we've seen her palling around with her friend Snoop Dogg in Women's Wear Daily. She said that she has Snoop to credit for really piquing her interest in getting, you know, a little bit deeper into the CBD, you know, space. She said, I love this, she said that it's important for her CBD line that the assortment be delicious and elegant, but also affordable and accessible. She's thrilled that her customers will now be able to shop the CBD collection at the Vitamin Shoppe and Super Supplements retail stores nationwide. So if you're wondering what this line is going to look like, the product line includes a 15-flavor gummy sampler box. That sounds amazing. And it comes in berry and citrus flavors, and they're not just like berry and citrus. They all have like, you know, more like fancy.
Yeah, there's 15 flavors. It's probably going to be like hibiscus.
Yeah, they're all like whatever. More elevated flavors like that. And oil drops in blood orange, Meyer lemon, an unflavored variety, and also unflavored soft gels. Now, I loved this. I have to say, hats off Women's Wear Daily for asking the questions we want to know. Asked if she smokes marijuana, Stewart replied, only once or twice many years ago. This is such a political answer. I love it. Some people enjoy it so much. I don't like smoke at all. I don't like fires or smoky meat, and I hate fireplaces. She's converted all of her fires to gas. She also said, these are just some really choice quotes. I have to say, I really...
Martha on the show, you would die.
I know. I need Martha on the show, and I was just really impressed with this interview. She said, don't take the gummies if you get on a horse or drive somewhere. With any CBD or cannabis product, you have to know yourself. This sounds like a woman who really knows this space.
Powers. I'm sorry. Yes, talk to your doctor and your CBD experts, but you can take cannabidiol orally and get on your horse.
I really don't think if you take these CBD gummies that you need to worry about it. But I just thought this whole interview was like just amazing.
It's like she's with the people, yet so in her own world. It's like her whole storyline, her whole life. I could go on and on. I'll let you continue the news. I have so many thoughts.
No, it's really good. I'd really check the label, but I think she wants to. My guess, Martha, is that she doesn't want to be held liable for anyone who has some kind of reaction.
For all the horse owners out there.
Yeah, all of us that have our stables in the backyard. And yeah, so this really was news that tickled me, so I enjoyed this article very much. Okay, now the FTC, let's go over to the legal corner. Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
The FTC wants to stop P&G from buying Billy. Now, the FTC has been cracking down on the razor business, if you didn't know, which they feel has too much power. Now, the latest is that the FTC recently announced that they were going to file a lawsuit to keep P&G, which is, by the way, if you didn't know, I thought this was very interesting to see in black and white, the world's largest consumer goods company, from acquiring Billy, a brand that we've talked about quite a bit on the show. They were also at one point a sponsor. Now, Billy sells women's razors and most recently body care products, and they are significantly cheaper than what else is out on the market. Now, 8 months ago, the FTC did something similar. They tried to sue, or they did sue to stop Schick owner Edgewell Personal Care from absorbing Harry's. So the FTC claimed that the $1.4 billion Harry's buyout would remove a critical disruptive rival that has driven down prices and spurred innovation. The Billy deal is really presenting more of the same kind of problem, according to the FTC. So I think this is very interesting. That did you guys know that the Edgewell and P&G are really the only two major players in shaving? This kind of reminds me of like cable. When I was growing up, there were really only...
Say, could they focus on like Amazon? There's lots of other monopolies going on too. But yes, that's a, it's a
good yeah. Point. It's, you know, when there's only like, you know, two or three big guys in the game. That, but there was also like that with electric. When I was growing up in New Jersey, there was like one or two electric providers. There's always something like that. But yeah, I don't know if shaving is exactly where we need their efforts right now. But that's my own little opinion. So, you know, there's that. Oh, hold on. Guys, I missed a very important note in the Martha Stewart section, and I think it's really important to jump back in. Stewart is also going to be launching a line of CBD biscuits for dogs and cats. So I'm happy to correct myself and add that little.
This is a delightful headline segment. Keep going.
Yeah, no, I think you guys needed to know that, all right? I'm not too proud to say I forgot to add that in. All right, Jo Malone, London fans, take note, all right? Jo Malone has partnered with Enchanted Express, the U.S. flower delivery service. They have these custom bouquets that actually include a bottle of the fragrance. And, of course, the bouquet is beautifully inspired by the scent that, you know, it comes along with. And some of the scents include Red Roses Cologne, Pomegranate Noir Cologne, and English Pear and Freesia Cologne. So you get the bouquet and the Jo Malone London Cologne to boot. I think
it's
this
like
is
like your
so
beauty editor, just all yourself.
And I saw the bouquets. They're gorgeous. And this company, Enchanted Express, prides themselves on delivering a bouquet that looks like how it looks on the website. How many times have you gotten something or sent something and then the person sends you the photo and it's like, oh, cool. That's not at all what it looked like when I picked the picture and spent a fortune.
No, Jo Malone London is a very sophisticated company. Only the best for that.
Yes, I'm very excited about this partnership. Okay, new brand alert. Young King Hair. I saw this on ABC News online and this brand was actually on Good Morning America. These parents created a line called Young King Hair, which is a plant-based hair care line for children, specifically boys with textured hair. I absolutely love this. I'm obviously a little bit more interested in like children's lines right now, and I thought this was really empowering. Now, the co-founder, Cora Miller, she was inspired by her son, and she said her and her husband's goal is to redefine male grooming for the next generation by encouraging boys to show up with full confidence and take pride in their self-care. I love this. I've not heard of a line for little boys with textured hair. Young King Hair Care currently offers shampoo, conditioner, leave-in conditioner, curling cream, and essential oils. And I loved this part. She said that one of her son's favorite things right now is to get his hair done, and he loves when mommy or daddy can make his curls pop. I thought this was a beautiful ritual for, you know, little boys, because there's so much focus on little girls and hair love, and, you know, that you really don't hear little boys in this conversation. So for anyone listening who has a son or brother or cousin, whatever, with textured hair, I thought this was really nice, and I wanted to make you guys aware, especially as the holidays are
coming
up.
What a beautiful name. It instills confidence.
Isn't that awesome? Young King? That's awesome. And then finally, you know, a lot of newscasters like to end their set, you know, end their like, you know, newsreels, whatever, with an animal story, a cute one.
Oh,
this one's
okay.
Kind
we're
of
doing
a wild
like the local
one.
Morning news. Keep
yeah,
going.
You know, like, oh, a bear was seen like, you know, at the local McDonald's having breakfast, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember SJP's fragrance stash?
Yeah, of course. I remember all of her fragrances.
This was a goodie. I like this one. This was like kind of a weird, sexy one, cognac and stuff. Well, this fragrance apparently got a woman into some trouble, or so she believes, with a kangaroo. An Australian woman suspects it's the reason that a kangaroo hop, hop, hippity hop attacked her when she was on an early morning run. She said, I'm not going to do
a comment from Sarah Jessica Parker on this. Keep going.
She said, as she was running along the road, I saw a kangaroo out of the corner of my eye and I didn't think much of it. Tracy Noonan told Seven News in Australia. She recalls seeing the kangaroo inch closer and closer to her. But it wasn't until it jumped a fence. Oh my God, it jumped a fence. That she started to grow concerned about its intentions.
I'm not laughing at this because kangaroos are freaking scary. I'm laughing at your delivery. Keep going.
Okay. I felt it hit me in the back and it actually knocked me to the ground.
Big.
So Noonan remembers throwing rocks at the kangaroo in hopes it would retreat, but its pursuit only intensified, you think, as she sought shelter in a nearby home. Well, that's actually really scary. I'm not laughing at this woman, like really could have been very seriously hurt. She could have been killed. I'm really glad she's okay. But when she spoke to the ranger had deduced that what attracted this kangaroo to her was her lovely, sultry, smoky scent. SJP's stash, Sarah Jessica Parker's stash.
Oh, so my God, do not wear stash in the Outback.
She says she's not wearing it day, night, city, country. No, no, no. If we have any Australian listeners, I'd love to know if this story made it your way. And if you, I don't know what the rules are around the ruse. Like, you know, Jen, you spend time in nature. Like, are you not supposed to wear a fragrance when you're out camping with bears and stuff? Like, I really don't know. And again, I was having a little bit of fun with the retelling.
I mean, if something's looking for food, anything that smells like humans and perfume smells like humans might attract them.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe there's some weird, like, animalic note in it that reminded of a pheromone. I got to look into this more.
Tracy, I'm glad you're okay. I'm sorry I giggled. Okay, it was more like just...
doing the giggling. It's my fault.
But I started giggling when you were giggling, but I'm glad she's okay, and I'm glad that they're kangaroo. I hope they didn't hurt the kangaroo.
Yes, of course. But that's an excellent way to end your beauty headlines, Jess. Well done.
Thank you. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. So I named this Botox transparency, remember,
oh, yes.
If you will.
Yes.
Catchy. But the reason I was thinking about that, I actually wrote a story for Elle recently about politicians and all the work that they get done.
I read that, Jen. I meant to text you. Let me do it live in front of all of our listeners. That story was fabulous. If you haven't read it, is it online? Can we link to it?
I will check with them. Usually they put it online later, but that one was in the print issue.
Incredibly well-researched, incredibly well-written.
Aww.
Beauty journalism ain't dead, folks. It's it's really well done. And I remember thinking, holy shit, she did a lot of work. It's really, really well done.
Please, you know me. I like to dot all my I's and cross all my T's.
No, it's really good. And you know what's funny? Like, you know when you know someone really well, but then you like see something and you're like, oh, I didn't know that they've been doing all of this. You know, like,
yeah,
like
of course.
I was reading it. I was like, oh my God, this girl's been busy. Girl's been busy.
When did she do this? She makes this podcast twice a week. What's happening?
No, but I kind of cut you off. It was about politicians and all of the work that they get done, like on the down
and
low,
so,
right?
I was talking to the biggest dermatologist in the Washington area. I could not find one politician willing to go. I did find one woman in Australia. Actually, we should have her on the show. She's amazing. Willing to say that she got Botox and explain why she did. No other politicians would. And they are not alone in this. There are so many celebrities who either won't talk about it or won't admit to it. And when I finished the story, I wasn't trying to like out people like, here's what they're really getting done. I wanted them to be open because I feel like that lets people know that celebrities aren't this like special breed that are so much prettier and better than all of us.
Right, right.
And this came up again this week or last week it was because J-Lo was getting some flack. She did an interview. You know, her skincare line is coming out, which
yes.
We talked about on the show. And So she told someone she's never gotten Botox. This is the classic celebrity thing. She uses olive oil. How many times have you interviewed a celebrity and they're like, oh, I just use olive oil?
Yes, I believe it was, I mean, you can find it quoted everywhere, but in the Daily Mail, she said, I haven't ever had Botox to this day. She said, I'm not that person. And I think the idea of not being that person is kind of what you're saying. It's like there are people who do that sort of thing. You have to get injectables to look, you know, eternally youthful. And then there are celebrities who are just born looking fabulous and, you know.
But what I want to say is I don't think they are.
Right,
and I feel like celebrities do such a disservice to self-care and to the way other people feel about themselves when they don't open up. Or they blatantly lie. I'm not saying she's lying or whatever, but I'm just saying.
Right. She may have never had Botox. We don't know.
Okay. So that, can I say one thing before? I want to hear what you have to say about this, mm-hmm. but here's the one thing I was thinking. Do you remember when President Clinton here in America said about
his have sex with that woman?
I did not. Okay. He was like technically not lying, right? Because he didn't have like intercourse.
With Monica Lewinsky for very young listeners, yeah.
Yeah, so when I saw this and people online have been bashing J-Lo, she's lying, whatever. I was like, what if she gets Dysport or Xeomin or another neuromodulator? So she felt like she was telling the truth by saying, I've never used Botox.
Right, right. She's correct by technicality.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I don't know, and I really, you know, I don't want to get into it about J-Lo, you know. You do you, J-Lo. I don't know.
Get your Xeomin and your olive oil.
Yeah, I really don't know. I think what people were angry about, maybe they were angry about Jennifer Lopez, maybe they're angry about that she has the skincare line, but what I'm more interested in is this bigger topic about, like, are celebrities... Are we still doing this? Are we still believing like it's 1995 and that it's lemon water? It's, you know,
a cold water splash.
Yeah, it's 8 hours of sleep. It's, you know, this is kind of tangential, but I think it's still in the same bucket. You know, it's just kind of like a mantra and like balance and, you know, all of a positive attitude, all of this stuff that you would like read in like, you know, Us Weekly, you know, the notable quotable kind of section where it's actually like so much money and sacrifice. I mean, one of the things, I can't quote her directly, but I'll never forget reading Amanda, is it Seyfried, how you pronounce her last name? But, you know, like the really mm-hmm. pretty little blonde actress.
She used to work with like Clay DePoe. Yes. She's the face of Clay DePoe.
You know, Mamma Mia, that actress. She said once, I remember this so clearly, she was like, I eat a lot of spinach and I'm really like on a diet all of the time and I'm not naturally like this thin. And I was like, oh my God, someone...
It's so refreshing.
Yes, and Amanda, if you're listening or for publicists listening, I'm really paraphrasing, but it was basically like she just like called it like it
work.
Is.
Yeah. This is work.
And like she's not happy. And then another actress said, I really don't want to say who it was because I don't want to like misquote them, but basically said it was like an A-list actress said, like, as an actress, you're always a little bit hungry. And that is the damn truth because there's no way you're like pounding burgers and pizza unless you really are blessed.
Yeah, you like to focus on the body parts of it.
No, but that's true. No, but it's the same damn thing. I focus on the body part, but let's talk about the skin, the ageless.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I always think about too, because I will watch a movie. I do this all the time. It probably annoys Eric. And I'm like, how old is that actress? Because I want to compare myself to her and think, do I look older or younger? Why does she look so young or why does she look so old? And I really appreciate when celebrities come out and tell you, oh, well, this is, you know, every 3 months with, you know, neuromodulators, filler twice a year, my price tag. I mean, who does this? Not a lot, but like Lisa Rinna, you know? Love that.
Yeah.
Love when people like...
But isn't Lisa Rinna is often seen as tacky and crass for being like...
Those are the people who talk about it. And this is the problem, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because all of the quote-unquote natural-looking beauties that like I'm not saying she's, Lisa Rinna's gorgeous. That's not what I'm saying. But like, you know, like Jennifer Aniston, J-Lo, Gwyneth, from that era when you didn't really open up about being famous and how much work it took and you just want to look subdued and not too crass. Mm-hmm. It's a certain era of actress. It's just like, it feels dated right now not to open up about that stuff.
Well, I mean, they are shielded because it is medical. So like, they don't owe you anything. And then their doctors don't, like, it's medical. This isn't like, you know, it's medical. I don't think that these celebrities or their doctors like owe us to say I had my face sliced open. I don't think they owe us that.
No.
But at the same time, I don't think it's fair for them to say nothing is fine. For them to say it is, you know, just some SPF is unfair. One thing, and, you know, we're going to be talking about Jane Fonda in the coming months. You know, she's doing some exciting stuff. She said something, you know, when asked why she looked this good, she was like, good jeans and a lot of money. And that I respect. It costs money to look that good. And
yeah, because even if you don't want to share your medical history with the world, which I get, like, don't tell me it's a pantry staple that costs like $2 an ounce. You know, like... Yeah. It makes people feel worse about themselves because then they're like, well, I use olive oil and I look like a regular person still.
Yeah, I think about that a lot, especially as we're getting a lot more open about class, you know, in the past, you know, I would say just year, or just we're getting hopefully more open about it. You know, we want to talk about beauty for all and that skincare is for everyone and beauty is for everyone. Well, you know, looking like, you know, you're 40 when you're 60, ain't for everyone if you're on a budget. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just be honest about what it costs.
It's another step of it. You're right. Because it's not just, it's even if I tell you what I'm doing, that doesn't mean you can go out and get it done as well. And I need to be aware of my privilege. I'm talking as the celebrity that like, you know, check yourself. Check your privilege, or whatever they say.
Check your beauty privilege, yeah.
Check your beauty privilege.
Right. So anyway, I thought it was a really interesting discussion that J-Lo spurred, unwittingly or not. And it's something that I'm sure we'll be talking about more on this show.
Watch this space. Okay, it's time to raise a wand. Take it away, Polly from Austin.
Hey, Jess and Jen, this is Polly from Austin, Texas. I wanted to raise a wand to influencer Jules Von Hepp. He is the English creator of Isle of Paradise self-tan products. He's also a celebrity spray tanner. His self-tan products are awesome, by the way. He's really changed the way that I've looked at my body after years of body confidence issues and body image struggles. He's just a ray of fucking sunshine. He's hilarious. He is just a pleasure to follow, and he is just a love. Raise a wand. Thanks.
I am so with you. Love Jules. He is a ray of sunshine, and his message is very necessary right now. And I too follow along with his content. He's fantastic. So Jules, keep it up. And Polly, thank you so much for sharing Jules's magic with our listeners.
I love that. If you guys want to share your raise a wand with us, you can email a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. You know I love that because it has nice sound quality. Or you can give us a phone call and we will not pick up the phone. You know what? Maybe over the holiday break, I will pick up the phone. Just F with y'all. No, I'm not going to do that. Our phone number is 646-481-8182. Just leave a message with your raise a wand, a product you love, something you want to say about the podcast, and we will put it on the show in the future if we like it.
Love
it doesn't
that.
Mean we don't like it if we don't put it on. We just get lots of submissions.
Yes, many, many submissions.
Jess, I'm so excited for you to go first because I'm excited what you're going to talk about.
Oh, okay, cool. So listen, this holiday season, I am raising a wand to a charity drive, a fundraiser that I am personally doing. So listen, I know you're hearing this and it's very close to like the end of my fundraiser. So this is urgent. If you were hearing this before December 25th, I would love you to go onto my personal fundraising page for Toys for Tots. Tots. Toys for Tots is a special organization that raises money or buys toys for children in need. So right now, there are many children in need because of obviously the pandemic, but year-round, of course, these are children who live in shelters. These are children who, you know, whose parents obviously have hit upon hard times. I have been donated to Toys for Tots since I was a little one. My dad would take my brother and I to buy Toys for Tots, and then we would drop them off at the Marine Corps, you know, donation center. And then as I've gotten older, I would just go do it on my own and drop them in the bins that were like at malls and office buildings. Obviously, with the pandemic, they are down over 50% in donations because there's less foot traffic. People aren't seeing the bins. It's out of sight, out of mind. It's bad, guys. So go to my page. If you have $5 that you can donate,
can you put this on your Instagram bio so it's really
it's on my Instagram bio, and then we'll also have it on the blog, and then I'll also be shouting it out on our Instagram. So just if for ease, just go to @JessicaMatlin on Instagram. It's in my bio. Very easy to donate, safe and secure. It's a great way to spread some holiday cheer to a child who really could use some pick-me-up this holiday season. Again, a couple of dollars would just make my day and a child's day.
Okay, well, I'm going to save what I was going to say for next episode so that I can raise a wand to your raise a wand. It's like a raise a wand squared.
Oh my God. Oh wait, can I just do one more thing? I'm sorry. It's just a little addendum. And then,
I cede my time, to the Toys for Tots campaign that Jessica Matlin is running. I raise a wand to it. Go ahead, Jess.
Oh, one thing I forgot. If you're listening to this is after the 25th, you can still donate to my page and it will go to the next year. Sorry, because I made it sound like if
Tots need toys every year.
Yeah, so it will. I actually wrote them and I said, what happens if people donate after the 25th? And they said, it will just go to 2021.
What a worthy cause.
Yes.
And you know you're just bringing a little bit of sunshine to someone. And
Thank you. Sometimes you
throw money at causes and you're like, I wonder what it got used for. And this just like feels like a really, really, I don't know, emotional and nice way to connect with others this holiday season.
It hurts me to think of kids not getting like the magic of, to feel shut out of anything feels bad like at any time in your life. And the idea of children in the holidays not feeling the magic of the holidays, to be shut out.
Or just feeling that others have things they don't.
Yes, it just feels cruel. And I just feel like
this is a nice way to
rectify
that.
Yes, it's so simple to help them. So
anyway. I love that. Raise a wand to Toys for Tots.
Thank you, Jen.
And Jess's campaign, which will be on the blog and on her Instagram bio. And we will see you guys on Thursday.
Thank you, Jen.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.